American liberty and tyranny. It is virtually impossible for one to sit through the meandering imperial blatherings of President George W. Bush and not hear, in the ears of the mind, the words of George Orwell, the great British writer who wrote the pivotal political novel of the 20th century, 1984. Almost with every ghost-written presidential phrase, its inner echo, like an interpreter speaking in another language in the halls of the United Nations, could be heard its Orwellian meanings. War is peace. Freedom is slavery. Ignorance is strength. It is impossible for African Americans, and certainly Native Americans, and millions of Americans who actually know something about what American history really is, to hear words like freedom, liberty, and tyranny without flinching. For many of us know that those words, while sweet to the ear, turn to ashes on the tongue when one examines real, lived experience. This was so from the earliest days of the American Republic. Indeed, at the time of the American Revolution, the brilliant British author and scholar Dr. Samuel Johnson asked with biting wit, how is it that we hear the loudest yelps for liberty among the drivers of Negroes? For centuries, American liberty has been loudly proclaimed and written in permanent ink on parchments. But what was said and written had faint little to do with liberty. In the international realm, we often think that nations are independent and free to engage in actions as they see fit. In fact, nothing could be further from the truth. Nations, like individuals, are regimented and limited by structures of power. We may not speak of it often, but that doesn't mean that those structures aren't there. Back in the mid-1960s, Greek nationalist George and Andreas Papandreou won elections as premier and member of parliament, respectively. When he objected to U.S. plans for their country in the region, the U.S. president, Lyndon Baines Johnson, came down on them like a ton of bricks. As writer Mark Zeppesauer notes in his book, The CIA's Greatest Hits, quote, the United States' attitude toward that breed, that is, the Papandreous, is made clear by the following quote. When the Greek ambassador objected to President Johnson's plan for settling a dispute concerning Cyprus, LBJ told him, F, he didn't say F, your parliament and your constitution. America is an elephant. Cyprus is a flea. Greece is a flea. If these two fleas continue itching the elephant, they may just get whacked by the elephant's trunk, whacked good. If your prime minister gives me talk about democracy, parliament, and constitutions, he, his parliament, and his constitution may not last very long, unquote. Most folks don't hear such voices of the American empire. They hear the flowery lies like Bush's inauguration speech. The U.S. supports democracy and opposes tyrannies, you know, blah, blah, blah. In what world? From Angola to Zaire, in more countries than most Americans can name, the U.S. has installed the most ruthless tyrants in memory and protected their misrule by the armed might of the empire. They didn't care about democracy in the place where history claims democracy was born, Greece. Soon, in days perhaps, Iraq will have elections. But will it have democracy? Will Iraqis be truly able to rule? Or will they have to obey their imperial masters in Washington? Is Saudi Arabia democratic? Is Egypt? Is Pakistan? No one will argue that they are, yet all are prized allies of the U.S., and they all play a role in the so-called war on terror. Indeed, many of the countries have aided and abetted U.S. torturers by allowing people to be sent to those places, a process called rendering, to be tortured with complete impunity to please their American paymasters. While George W. Bush was speaking about ending tyranny in our world, in that very hour, hundreds of people are being tortured in our name in distant places, torture by subletting to the many dictatorships which are U.S. allies. Seems like the U.S. has certainly ignored their oppression. But don't worry, we were just joking. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.